Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is progressive. Well, in our next segment, we are going to power down a bit and we're going to celebrate the life and legacy of the king of golf, Arnold Palmer, who died at the age of 87 due to complications from heart problems. He was truly one of golf's most beloved figures, a seven-time major winner. And joining us right now to celebrate golfing icon Arnold Palmer is author and sports writer Neil Sagabelle. Good evening, Neil. It's good to have you back with us.
Good to be with you, Big E.
Okay, so Neil, the news of golf Hall of Famer Arnold Palmer's passing, I have to tell you what, it was stunning. And there has been just a tremendous outpouring of support showcasing the adoration for Arnold Palmer. His fans truly, we loved him. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
I wasn't totally surprised. It was, you know, for a lot of sports fans and golf fans, it was a very tough Sunday. And I've been reminded of that this week, talking to people, you know, with Jose Fernandez and then Vin Scully calling his last game. Mm-hmm. And the news of Arnold passing Sunday night was a shock. And Arnold hasn't looked that well to me in the last year or so. But I think when we lose someone like an Arnold Palmer or a Muhammad Ali, they're such larger-than-life figures that it is shocking and it's hard to process.
What comes to your mind when you think of the name Arnold Palmer? I mean, he lived a well-lived life, played. I mean, there was simply no one like him.
Arnold was, he didn't really like the moniker, the king, but he was. And the reason he was the king is because of the impact he had on the game of golf and I think on sports and to some degree American culture. He was a great competitor, truly a great golfer, although his numbers are not quite where players like Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods' numbers are. But his impact and what he did for the game, the kind of ambassador he was, is really untouched. And Arnold loved everybody, and everyone loved Arnold. I saw a comment from Jack Nicklaus where he said that Arnold would probably rather go to a cocktail party with 100 people than to go out to dinner with two friends.
Neil Sagabelle is with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's the founder and editor of Golf Blog. He is the author of The Longest Shot, Draw in the Dunes, and as we celebrate Arnold Palmer. Did you ever meet him?
I saw Arnold play in person. I can't say I met him face-to-face and shook his hand, but I had a big thrill in 2010 when I was working on my first book, The Longest Shot. I had the opportunity to do an interview with him, and that was over the telephone. So in that sense, I got to meet him and talk to him for about 20 minutes or so when he was at his home in Orlando, and he was great to me. You know, it was one of the thrills of my golf writing career.
What do you believe his impact on the sport of golf will be?
I think Arnold held up a lot of things about golf, that it was a great game, that it can connect with fans, that the players can carry themselves in a certain way, that the sport itself represented certain things like sportsmanship and integrity. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you know, being able to be very competitive. And, you know, Arnold was really the first great player to come along in the media age, television age, who made golf look exciting. He was very charismatic, and uh-huh. He had a go-for-it, bold style of play that he just connected with everyone.
And perhaps, you know, his most enduring influence could be on the multi-billion-dollar sports marketing industry that he was, kind of a pioneering businessman. I mean, he really created the template for the modern entrepreneurial athlete.
I think that's very fair to say that. He was the first, not just in golf, I think, but as you said, in sports, individual athlete to be a very successful sports brand. And he earned a lot of money off the golf course, and he just broke new ground in that area. Long before Tiger Woods, long before Michael Jordan, others, Arnold blazed that trail.
Okay, we're getting ready to transition with Neil Sagabelle at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've been celebrating the great Arnold Palmer, but let's gear up and talk some Ryder Cup. Of course, got underway today, and the United States has had a losing record, what, lost 8 out of its last 10 with the Ryder Cup. How do you think this year's going to play out?
Well, I'm looking for a turnaround here. I think, first of all, as a fan, American fan, as well as someone who writes about the game, I'm rooting for us, but I also think they need a win. I think for the sake of the event, they need a win. And when one side tends to dominate this event, it's not as interesting and compelling. And we saw that in the past, in the earlier era of the Ryder Cup, when America dominated, and when things started to turn around, it was just better. So I'm hopeful that America can win this year, and the matches are really exciting. We're enjoying watching them.
Oh yeah,
and I look for hopefully close matches with America getting a win at the end of Sunday.
Okay, the founder and editor of Golf Blog. He's the author of a couple of great books, compelling read. Neil Sagabelle has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're running out of time, and I wanted to ask you, let me ask you this. Why do you think the Europeans have continued to dominate the Ryder Cup?
Well, first of all, their players, year in and year out, are pretty much right alongside America. It used to be America was better. So they can compete as far as their talent. But the other thing is, they seem to come out of this culture that has really embraced the team format better. And I think America's catching up in that respect. And we'll see how they do at the end of this weekend. But Europe has played well together.
Uh-huh.
And they've done this clever thing. They seem to come in every time with an underdog mentality, even though they've been dominating. So I'm hoping that America can turn this around.
Neil, always a pleasure to have you with us right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thanks so much, Neil.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way in hour number two at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Mike Pereira from Fox Sports, rules expert for NFL and college games.